Welcome to the show that really stinks. Owner Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the owner events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Potty odor P.U.
Yes, Haley.
Dad's feet. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Want to get rid of the odor events in your home? Start using Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear and replaces them with the fresh scent of natural citrus. Citrus Magic. Use the non-aerosol spray for odor events and the solids for 24/7 odor control.
Market Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
And we welcome you back. Another hour of the best in money information. I wanted to continue, by the way, 877-PLANNER. I'll just give you the number right away, because we just all of a sudden got every line open. And we get lonely if nothing's lit up. I'm kidding. No, I'm not. If callers are fun, Professor Plum, they drive this program.
They are fun.
We had some great calls again last hour and some emails as well. But we would love to have you give us a call. Ask your money questions. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. Emails at our website, wealthed.com. Coming up this hour, in just a moment, 10 questions financial planners wish you'd ask. And I could see why they would wish you, at least the good ones would wish you would ask these things. And the really good ones will be the ones who volunteer this information without having been asked, because you may not think or know that you should ask these questions. I think that might be a better way to put it. We got that. We've got the stuff on from a couple of days ago on getting money out of a retirement plan, some ways to do it besides what we were talking about, I think, on Tuesday, which was the in-service withdrawals. Yeah. There are other ways to do that. And we were talking last hour about asset location, and I was trying to figure out, Professor Plum, as we were talking to the TV viewers here just a moment ago, whether or not we, because I honestly could do another hour on asset location. That's how big a nerd I am, and I assume you're probably in the same camp.
Well, it has to do with taxation, and since that seems to be an area that my mind gravitates to, which obviously is a sickness in one way or another.
No, it's a good thing.
For a planner, fun, it's a fun thing. For me to talk about.
For an advisor, for a planner, Professor Plum, I want my planner thinking about taxes, because if I'm just an ordinary guy and I don't think much about taxes or know much about taxes, if somebody can tell me you can pay less in taxes now and not have to worry about maybe not even pay them later on at all, I want that person on my team. They should be thinking about taxes.
It is one of those things. It's a drag on a portfolio. It's a drag to pay. It's one of those expenses that people like to reduce and like to manage.
Of course. I mean, they serve no purpose other than to lower your bank account. So anyway, that's a couple of different things. If we have time, we'll get into this idea of tax location with the difference in tax rates. But if you have questions on any of this stuff, you can give us a call, 877-PLANNER. Also, we had a question on the best assets to leave to heirs, maybe the worst assets to leave to heirs. We'll see if we can get to that. We're going to take some calls in just a moment. But again, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, and our emails at our website, wealthed.com. Oh, I want to mention, too, that we have an off-air number to talk to Professor Plum or any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors. You can call them at 800-644-1150. Call them after the show because, I mean, if you want to talk off the air.
Well, you can call me during the show at the 877-PLANNER number.
Well, that's what I mean. You can call on the show, but if you don't want to. Somebody called yesterday and left the wrong phone number.
Well, either they left the wrong phone number or somebody took it down wrong, because when I tried calling it back, first off, it was a Canadian number, and I don't know.
Was it in Nova Scotia or
Nova
somewhere?
Scotia, yeah. And I do okay with the U.S. tax code. I don't know much about the Canadian tax code very much. But
Well, call anyway and ask. That's fine. That's perfectly fine. Anyway, you can call off the air, 800-644-1150. I gave you that number. You would talk to a Lucia Capital Group advisor about these things that I would say, personally, I think they know more about than anybody else. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but I'm going to.
Now that you've said it,
I've seen these folks work. I mean, I'm not just saying that. They think about this stuff all the time. Asset location, important stuff, taxes, tax strategies, and they'll help you get there along the way. All right, 800-644-1150. That's the off-air number. On the air, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. We have some folks on hold, and I'm not sure in which order, so I will just start at whichever one here. We'll start with Paul, then, in Las Vegas, Nevada. Hello, Paul.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Good. You guys were just commenting on, having a stock in the IRA, but I had a coworker, I guess he has an IRA, and he has, I guess it's with Scottrade, and I guess they have IRA, and he has a bunch of stocks in there, and I guess he said it's better off if you can, let's say you have like $20,000, put it in the Scottrade IRA, and if you can buy and sell stocks out of it. You guys were saying that it's kind of like if you sell it, you have to report it as ordinary income, but what happens if you keep it in the IRA?
Well, yeah, no, when you buy and sell within an IRA, that buy and sell, if it creates a gain, obviously, it's a deferred gain. You don't have to pay the tax on it right now. You'll pay the tax somewhere down the line when you pull the money out of the IRA, and that money coming out of the IRA, even though it may have been a long-term capital gain that I created, I bought a stock for $10, I sold it 5 years later for $15, that $5 gain, I don't pay any tax on it right now when I'm in the IRA. Somewhere down the line, I take that money out, it'll be ordinary income when it comes out. So it is if you're going to be a trader, somebody that trades frequently, or if you have assets that have a lot of current income, specifically like a non-qualified dividend, short-term capital gains, high turnover, things of that nature, those work really, really well inside of an IRA. You don't have to keep track of it. On the other hand, if you're more of a buy and hold, you're a longer-term investor, you may want to have those particular assets in a personal account. Now, for most people, most of their portfolio is in an IRA. So it's a matter of that's where the money is, that's where we're going to buy the investments, that's what you're going to have all of your investments. But as you get closer to retirement and you start getting a point, and the choices change. When I'm a young individual and I'm building my portfolio, I'd rather have my stocks in my IRA and have my bonds, if I'm going to have them, or my emergency fund, obviously outside my IRA. Because if the way things are going right now, if I can get somewhere near an average rate of return on stocks, 8, 10, 12, whatever the number is that I earn, even the lower capital gain treatment on a big gain is larger from a sheer dollar amount than the ordinary income tax on a 1 or 2% interest rate. So while I'm accumulating, I'm trying to avoid the larger tax. Even though it's a smaller percentage, it's still a bigger number. But once I get to retirement and I'm looking at different types of assets, I'm looking at high income assets, hopefully. Of course, high income's relative, right? I'm looking at ordinary dividend assets. I'm looking at assets that have certain amounts of turnover. Now I'm trying to be really efficient and put those in the IRA so I, A, don't have to keep track of it, and B, don't have to pay the tax on it, and the tax is the same level as it is when I pull the money out of an IRA. And I'm going to take my more index-oriented, my more buy-and-hold-oriented investments and put them in my personal account and let them grow. So everybody's going to be a little bit different, but it's a matter of looking at what's actually occurring and being created by the portfolio.
Right. Okay. And then the losses work the same way, though. I mean, losses will still apply toward the gains and once you take it all out in the future, correct?
Right. But I'd rather, if I have losses in my portfolio, I would... If I'm going to have a loss, whether I own it in my personal account or my IRA, if I invest in something that goes down, the loss is there, right? I'd rather have that in my personal account. Why? Because I'd rather use the loss today against other income than just have a smaller IRA balance in the future. I'd rather have that loss capability today. Whereas with an IRA, the loss is kind of indirect. It's just that I don't have as much ordinary income in the future. I just don't feel the benefit of the loss in the IRA as much as I feel the benefit of being able to take it off my tax return today, at least up to $3,000 a year.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you so much for clarifying that.
Sure. All right. Thank you for the question there, Paul. I'm glad he asked that because we were talking, I guess it was last hour, about assets. When you own assets inside an IRA, if you'd own them personally and you had sold them, you sell a stock, you paid $10 for it, it's worth $20, you got a $10 gain, you're going to pay a capital gains tax on that.
If you own it personally.
If you own it personally, which in every single case, no matter what income level you're at, is always lower than your ordinary income. In some cases, substantially lower. But inside your IRA,
I don't pay any taxes today.
You can buy and sell and do all that. This all happens in the IRA, no tax consequences whatsoever. But eventually, that money's going to have to come out, whether it's a required minimum distribution that you've got to take, or your heirs, if they happen to inherit this. That money is going to come out at ordinary income tax rates, which are, by nature, higher.
So if you're a day trader, you don't hold anything. Long-term to you is 3 or 4 hours. From a tax standpoint, that's all short-term gains. And from a tax standpoint, that's a lot of record-keeping. Even if you can qualify for mark-to-market, it's still, there's record-keeping going on. So sometimes, since it's ordinary income anyway, it's a lot easier to do that inside my IRA,
oh,
and I don't have to worry about it.
Of course, and that's the whole point, because if there is no difference in taxation, one way or the other, heck.
What the heck?
Know, can you imagine buying and selling every 5 hours and 6 hours or every day, well, every other day, and then trying to keep track of basis and all that?
But the reason I don't like having a day trading account in my IRA is because what I talked about before with losses. I want to be able to use my losses. And what we have seen from day traders, the vast majority, at least according to all the studies we've seen, the vast majority of day traders lose money.
Good point.
I don't want to lose money
in my
IRA.
Good point. Yeah. Well, because you don't get it. Well, you
indirect deduction, just by not having to take it out later.
Yeah.
It's not there.
Well, it is. But when you put the money in, you've deducted it. You just, yeah. Anyway, that's true. All right. Hang on. We're going to come back with more of your questions. I had a good question. I want to get to Lane in Phoenix when we come back. So hold on, Lane, because there was another question regarding what you want to talk about. And we'll get to that when we come back. Two lines open, 877-PLANNER. Brain Trust standing by from Lucia Capital Group. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum coming right back with more. Don't go away.
Lucia Capital Group asked what you feel are your greatest financial fears.
I'm worried about outliving our money.
Another market crash.
Taxes in our retirement.
While we may share concerns about saving, investing, and retiring, we each have a unique financial fingerprint and our own individual concerns.
We always worry about the national economy.
Inflation, healthcare costs.
Because every investor has their own challenges, Lucia Capital Group customizes a strategy for each client that addresses their specific goals and needs. At Lucia Capital Group, we understand fears of outliving your money, market volatility, and inflation. Learn how a bucket strategy can be designed to help address your concerns. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. How has retirement planning changed for a nation of baby boomers? We are a generation that needs to rely on ourselves and take control of our retirement plans. The Employee Benefit Research Institute calculates 28% of all retirees had traditional pensions in 1979. 30 years later, that number dropped to 3%. Just 3% of retirees could rely on pension plans for retirement income. At Lucia Capital Group, we customize retirement strategies for baby boomers, aware of the unique challenges of this generation. You may live 30 years or more in retirement. A Lucia Capital Group bucket strategy is designed to meet the needs boomers have today and the many years you may live in retirement. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click free portfolio review at wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym. It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Market Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. The line's open for you, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. If you want to email the show, we will read your emails. You just have to send them to us. You do so at our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. And, oh, by the way, coming up after the bottom of the hour, in addition to your phone calls, we'll get to some of these questions that financial planners wish you would ask, some important stuff. Everything we do is important, but this is especially important because you may not know what to ask your financial advisor. We're going to tell you. If they don't volunteer that information, we'll tell you what you should be asking, and they should tell you this stuff. Okay, that's if we have time. We'll take your calls. Let's see, Steve in Valencia, California. I have a rental house in Las Vegas that I put into an LLC after hearing your advice on your show. Do I need to file a separate tax return for the LLC? My CPA says yes and charges $1,000, which seems an absurdly high price since the income totals only about $10,000 per year.
Wow. That does seem absurdly high, even if form was required. Now, if you are the only, from what I understand, now I'm not a tax accountant, but from what I understand, from what other tax preparers have told me, that if you are the only owner, or you and a spouse are the only owner of the LLC, that you just file it on your Schedule E as normal, like as if the LLC was not there. So I don't understand. And even if it wasn't, all they're doing is filing, it wouldn't be a partnership return. I don't know what kind of form it would be, but it sure shouldn't cost $1,000 unless you've got some crazy type of an accounting going on. You know, if you've got a $15 million, business building that you're trying to do separate depreciation on everything that's available, each elevator has its own depreciation schedule. The roof, everything has a, the sidewalk on this side of the building was put in at a different time than this one, so we have different depreciation schedules on all this stuff. Maybe then the accounting would cost that much. But just on a basic rental, one single family rental property, $1,000 for accounting, unless they're doing the bookkeeping for all year, they're doing the management, they're doing other things, just to prepare a tax return, that seems a little bit high to me. Maybe I'm wrong. Check with other accountants, tax preparers in your area, because that does seem a little high. And from what I have been told, if you're the only owner, there is no separate tax return required.
I remember when I had my own business and an S corporation, and I remember paying, I think it was $300 for her to fill out the entire S corporation's tax return. I thought that was high, $1,000 just for an LLC. As you said,
I don't think there's any separate return required. Now, if you have multiple owners, then you would fill out a partnership return. It would look just like a partnership return. Now, if they charge $1,000 for that, they,
yeah,
yeah. I don't know what accounting is going on at that level, but maybe it requires that much accounting. I don't know.
Okay, Jerry in Portland, Oregon. Once again, if you want to email us, go to our website, wealthed.com. You'll see a link there that says Find Your Answer. And that's what Jerry in Portland is doing. Love your show. I will be 66 in a couple of months. Actually, this when he wrote this, well, actually, no, it'll be in about 4 months. I plan on filing for benefits and suspending until age 70. I'm not sure why you would do that. Should I file 3 months prior to reaching age 66? My wife is age 70. Should she wait at least 2 months after my 66th birthday to file for spousal benefits?
Well, if you file and suspend, your wife will not get spousal benefits.
Nope, not anymore.
That rule changed. And if you did not suspend by April of last year, nobody can take a benefit from your work record. Nobody in your immediate family can take a benefit from your work record while you're on suspension. So rather than filing for your benefit and suspending it, maybe we look to do something else. Maybe we look to not file for your own benefit, but file for a spousal benefit from your wife's work record. I don't even know if she's getting a benefit. So it all has to do with the numbers. But if you want to wait until age 70 to start yours, filing and suspending doesn't do you a whole lot of good anymore. Yes, you can still suspend your benefit. You can still file and suspend it. But nobody else can take a benefit from you. Nobody in your family can take a benefit from you while you're on suspension. And if you change your mind and you restart it at some point in the future, the only option is to restart it at that date in the future. You don't get a retroactive check anymore for the months that you missed while you were on suspension. So all those fun things that we used to get for suspending it were taken away. They didn't take away your ability to suspend it, so you can file and suspend. If you want to file for a benefit, you want to file for it a couple months before you want it to start. So if you wanted it to start in August, probably should get going now pretty soon.
I mean, if you want the check to arrive in August.
You want to start getting it started pretty soon. Mm-hmm. But I don't see a benefit for you doing it right now. First thing I would want to know is your wife receiving her own benefit? If she's receiving a benefit, even though it may be smaller than your half of your age 66 benefit, is there an ability for you to take some money while you wait till age 70 to take your own? The other question is waiting until 70 to take your own advisable?
Well, his wife is 70. If she has her own benefit, I would assume she's taken it already.
Well, there's no reason not to.
No, and if she didn't have her own benefit and she's not taking it, then she's kind of wasted the last, 4 years because she could have taken the full spousal benefit when she was 66.
She should be taking her own benefit if she has one. If she doesn't have one, now we have to look at the merits of actually waiting until 70 to take your own benefit. That's why you would suspend. We don't have the ability for her to get a benefit from your work while you're on suspension.
Okay, Barbara Sue in Childress, Texas. Is it possible to draw Social Security on a former husband if you are remarried? Now, I should say this, that Daniel, our producer who's been hanging out, the guy that does the switching and all that stuff.
The young guy.
Yes, the young guy. He's like 16 or something. I'm kidding.
He is in his 20s.
He's in his early 20s. He came back right away with an answer when he saw this. And his answer was just a two-letter answer, no, is what he said.
Well, and I'm taking that from the idea that it's a former spouse, not a late spouse,
well,
or not a late former spouse.
If that's the case...
If the former spouse is still alive, and we're talking about a spousal retirement benefit, the idea that you said you were remarried means no. Daniel was correct, You cannot get a ex-spouse's spousal retirement benefit if you're married to somebody else now. Now, if this new marriage ends and for whatever reason, death, divorce, whatever, then you may be able to pick and choose between the different benefits that are available to you. But while you are currently married, there is no spousal retirement from a former spouse available to you. And if you got, and even if that former spouse is now passed on, the question is, when did you get remarried? Did you get remarried before the former spouse passed? Or did you get remarried after the former spouse passed? Now, how old did she say she was? She didn't say?
Doesn't say.
And we also have to
age is important because if you're only 55...
And you're remarried, you're not getting anything for as long as this marriage lasts, other than what the new spouse brings to the table.
Yeah, but nothing from Social Security.
Well, Only what the new spouse brings to the table. Nothing from the ex-spouse's Social Security benefits.
Not if she's six, not if she's 55. She's
well, at some point she'll get something.
Well, yeah, but I mean, saying now, right now, you're not going to get anything. No, and I brought that up with Daniel because it, you know, here's a guy who, you know, just by hanging out.
He's not even counting on Social Security for himself, but he knows more about it than most people.
Well, you see, and that's why just hanging out, just switching our cameras back and forth and whatever else he does, just by osmosis, he happened to get this information, which means that you folks watching and listening, if you're here every day, you can be just as smart as Daniel, our
23-year-old.
Yeah, exactly. Keep that in mind. It's important information right here on the program, 877-PLANNER. More of that important information when we come back, Bucket Strategy Investing.
How much time do you spend worrying about money? A recent survey by a major investment firm found that on average, investors spend an hour and 20 minutes each day worrying about money. That adds up to 475 hours a year. And what exactly are we stressing about? Respondents to the survey said their top three concerns are a catastrophic event using up their retirement funds, living longer, and their retirement funds not keeping up with inflation. If your financial fears are causing you to worry hundreds of hours each year, spend 1 hour in a complimentary consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor. If you're concerned about outliving your money or the threat of inflation, turn to the experience and guidance of a Lucia Capital Group retirement strategist. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or schedule a consultation by clicking Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
If you've recently left a job or retired, you may have left behind a 401k that you haven't thought about in years. How do you know if that account is still right for your retirement goals? How do you know if the fees are fair? How do you know what an IRA may offer that your old 401k may not? The retirement planning strategist at Lucia Capital Group help you get answers and guidance for your retirement plan. Schedule a rollover review and learn what options may be available for rolling over your 401k. You don't have to make your most important financial decisions through websites and calculators. You can work hand in hand with a Lucia Capital Group advisor who can explain the process to you personally and handle all the paperwork for you. Call for a personalized rollover review, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Finding the right software to run your business can feel as intimidating as starting a business in the first place. It can be done, but you need the right resources. Stop wasting time on free trials that go nowhere. Get advice from people who've been there on Capterra.com. Capterra helps you find the software solution for your business needs. It's an easy-to-use website with over 400 categories of software to choose from. Whether you need help with project management, customer service, or email marketing, Capterra is the place to go. They have thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. And here's the best part. Using Capterra is absolutely free. There's no obligation. You don't even need to register. It's a free resource that will help you make the right software decision. Every month, millions of people use Capterra to find their business software. Join them in running a better business by visiting Capterra.com today. That's Capterra, CAPTERRA.com. Capterra.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Do that again.
Johnny
Dean, Professor Rick Plum. It is Bucket Strategy Investing. Blues Brothers. You and I were talking about the movies that have came out in the late 70s. In some areas of the country, they're re-releasing these in the theaters. You just saw Smokey and the Bandit.
I did. I had a great time.
Not that long ago. Great time.
Went down with some friends that I saw it originally with in 1977.
40 years ago.
We made sure this time we took the Prius so that we wouldn't get in trouble after the movie.
Yeah, the Prius and the minivan, you can hardly escape the cops in that. Anyway, so
Blues kidding. Brothers may be one coming out in a couple of years, and I'd love to go see that back in the big theater.
Yeah, we were hoping to. It would have been. It would be fun. We got The Godfather, I think, is playing
that's
out.
That's coming out. That's the 45th. Anniversary.
45th anniversary, which I hope they, I would hope they would show it both with that, and I would sit through both parts, even though they're both kind of long movies.
One and two,
because one tells the story, but it leaves you hanging. I mean, because
well, you have to wait until
part
the
of a story
45th anniversary of Godfather 2,
which would be the following year, I do believe. So anyway, or it's 2 years later, whatever it was. So.
I know that Fast Times at Ridgemont High is coming out.
Fast Times at Ridgemont. Yes, all the Oscars that won.
Well, Smokey didn't exactly win any Oscars either.
It didn't,
either.
But they're just fun movies. Fun movies. Anyway, all right. How do we? Oh, because of Rubber Biscuit. That's right. We're hoping in a few years.
The Blues Brothers comes
back.
Theater.
We can see it in all its glory. And
CinemaScope,
whatever it is. All right, 877 Planner. We got some folks on hold. Before we get to the others, okay, Lane called back, so let's get to Lane next. And if you're on hold, we'll get to the others in just a moment. Hello, Lane. How you doing?
I'm good, thanks. Hey, a quick question for you. I thought I heard you guys tell somebody the other day because they hadn't worked for 10 years, there was something goofy about their Social Security.
Well, if you don't have 10 years worth of work with paying into FICA, you don't get a Social Security benefit. You have to have 40 credits.
Oh, I know that, but let's say I retire at 55, but I don't collect my Social. Am I still eligible at 70 to get my Social Security?
Sure, as long as you've got your 10 credits in, or 10 credits, 10 years, 40.
You said it had to be current 10 credits.
No, that's for disability.
Oh, just disability, okay.
Yeah, disability. If I haven't worked for the last 10 years, maybe I was lucky enough to retire at 45 or 50, and then at 60 or 10 years later, I get disabled, you know, I'm not eligible for a disability benefit from Social Security because I'm not protecting an income that I have right now. Once I have my 40 credits, I get a Social Security benefit when I get to 62 or older.
Okay, so I can wait till I'm 70 if I want. And
sure. Yeah.
All right, very good. Thank you.
All right, Lane, thank you for the call there in Phoenix, Arizona. In order to get any Social Security benefit at all...
On your own work record,
you need to have 40...
Credits.
Credits. They're not quarters anymore. They're called credits. And a credit is what? A couple thousand bucks?
Like 1,300 now?
1,300, yeah. So
Of earnings.
So of W-2 or net self-employment income wages. What is it?
$1,300.
Why did I think it was like $2,200? Well, it doesn't matter.
$22,000 used to be the substantial earnings mark.
That may be where it was. Okay, yeah, the substantial
now it's
earnings.
$24,000.
Okay,
so.
but that's not for what we're for the purposes of qualifying for it.
You have to have $1,300 of earnings in a given year to earn one credit. You can earn up to 4 credits in any given calendar year.
And you could earn it all in one day if you want.
Sure, if you earn enough money, what's 13 times 4?
It's $5,200.
Okay, as long as you earn enough to earn. Sure, it's 5,200. Yeah,
1,300 times 4.
Sure. You could earn all 4 credits in one day. That's why, and it used to be that they would employers would report your earnings on a quarterly basis, and you had to have earnings in each quarter to earn a credit.
Yes, yeah, so you could have, you know, 5,000.
Now it's within a year. You can earn up to 4 credits in a year based on the income. Now, if all you do is work at a rate of $6,000 a year for 10 years, your benefit is not going to be very big. It's going to be pretty, pretty small, but you'll get one. It won't be enough to cover the Medicare premium, but you'll get a benefit. So once you've earned it, they can't take it away. Now, there is an issue with some people saying that's not true for teachers and municipal workers. No, they can't take it away. They can reduce it even more than that, but they can't take it away. Once I've got my 40 credits.
You're saying because of a pension.
Because of a pension not covered by work in Social Security.
Yeah.
They can reduce it, but they can't take it away.
And most it can be reduced on your own work record is about 420 some odd bucks.
Or the most, if your benefit is very small, is half of your benefit.
Yeah, that's the most. I mean, if it's more than that. I was having dinner a week or so ago with a former teacher / administrator, mostly an administrator.
But administrators in the state that you live in do pay into Social Security.
Well, and that's the thing. Teachers in the state that I live in do not or did not.
Don't.
They still don't.
They do not.
She worked for...
Public school teachers.
Well, yeah. She worked for many years in the public school, but for the last probably 8-9 years of her career, she was an administrator.
Right, but she's going to have pensions from two different sources or reciprocity between the two of them.
No, I understand. She does have a pension, a very nice pension from the administrator side, really. She's about, I think she has 36 credits.
Okay.
And she's in her late 70s now. And I had asked her, I not knowing this, I just said, well, you know, has your pension affected your Social Security? She says, no, because
I don't get one.
What do you mean you don't get one? She says, I was just short. She didn't know how many credits. She was just short. And I said, man, all you need is, I said, you only need like $5,000 or $6,000 to get an entire year if you're like 4 credits short. Can you go back to work or something? She's in her late 70s. Well, I don't know. I mean, gee, I didn't know if I... I said, didn't they tell you when you retired?
Well, it's not retroactive either. If she gets her credits now, she will be eligible for a benefit
going forward.
Now.
Well, no, of course.
It won't be retroactive at all.
No, she's missed out on easily 8 years, maybe more. I don't know. But that was the thing was, she said, well, you think somebody would have told me this. She said, I retired because I wanted to retire.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that if I, you know, needed, you know, just a few more credits... I mean, I just thought, I'm thinking of the Social Security benefit she could have had because she made very good money as an administrator.
It may have earned enough to cover her Medicare premium.
Why? What do you mean?
I mean, with only 10 years of work, I mean, even 10 high years, it's not going to be
all the zeros,
benefit.
You're saying 10
years
of work. Yeah,
with 25 years of zeros in there.
Yeah, I guess. I guess that's true.
I mean, but it could. No, it could. If she was making $80,000, $100,000 as an administrator.
I don't know what she was making, but I'm guessing it was probably in the 6 figures.
Okay, so the equivalent, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it could have been a nice benefit, 10 years.
Could have been. She's got a very nice pension, so she's not complaining. I had just said, man, you know, if he just would have gotten that, it would have been reduced somewhat because of the pension. I don't know how much, but the fact remains that you have to have a certain number of quarters, well, not quarters, I keep saying quarters, certain number of credits in order to get a benefit at all. Once you hit those 40 credits, which is the equivalent of now, I guess, 10 years of work, you've got your benefit. Now it's a question of how big it's going to be. Professor Plum, you're doing some math here.
Yeah, I mean, if she worked at 9 years at $100,000 a year equivalent,
mm-hmm.
And 1 year at 5.
At 5,000, just to get the credit,
get
yeah, right?
Her benefit may have been $700 a month, $800 a month at full retirement age.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So it'd be higher than that because she waited until 70.
Because she would have waited till age 70. All right, and you subtract the Medicare. And hey, whatever. It's $500, $600 bucks a month.
Yeah. So basically,
not
you earn
worth
back.
It now.
You earn back what you. What can you pay? You earn $5,000 to get a pension, basically of $5,000 for the rest of your life.
Yeah, it might be worth it. I told her to check into it. I don't know if she's going to do that, but anyway, I just thought, oh man, if I had known, because she retired like 20 years ago.
Okay.
And I said, if I had known that, I probably would have said something. But nobody told her, and so this is something that I think people need to be aware of.
If you are working partly in Social Security and you don't know if you have working. to get those credits sometimes, in this case, would have made quite a bit of sense to get that. Mm-hmm. If you're within 1 year, do some part-time work and make that $5,000-$7,000 and get that final 40 credits under your belt so you can get at least you can get your Medicare premiums covered, or at least the majority of them.
Yeah, I've got to think that there are a lot of people out there, Professor Plum, watching and listening, who have worked part-time over the years, and they've added up. If you add it all up, it might add up to, say, nine years worth of credits, 36 credits, where they're just shy. And they're thinking, well, I'm never going to go back to work. And they realize maybe too late that if all they had done was just maybe another $5,000-$6,000 worth of income, or work for, you know, another year, they would at least be entitled to some form of a Social Security benefit on their own record.
Right, and like in her case, because she had a pension from work not covered by Social Security, I already took that into consideration. Her Social Security, getting those extra four credits, may have been $500 or $600 a month, even after the Medicare premium. Yeah, that's real money. And so for some people, if their work, that's only because we assume she had like 9 years of work and the equivalent of $100,000 a year.
I think that's probably, that's just
if
close.
You had 9 years worth of work at the equivalent of $9,000 a year, it's probably not going to be.
Well, your Medicare premium probably eat up the whole thing. No, it can't eat up the whole thing. But yeah, it wouldn't be nearly as nice. Anyway, just a word to you folks out there.
It'd be $200.
A $200 net check or $200 gross check?
Gross.
Take the Medicare premium out of that?
It'll cover it.
What are you left with? Pocket change.
What I'm left with is no Medicare premium.
I don't have
to write a check to them.
Okay, there you go. There, problem solved. Aaron, 877-PLANNER, coming back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
The concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the Bucket Strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. And it's about to get worse. The IRS just hired an army of new tax enforcers. So, if you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop that army of new enforcers from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. Call now for your free consultation.
Call 800-567-2261. 800-567-2261. 800-567-2261.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right, get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Bucket Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. We're here for you every day, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Where's the time gone? Talked earlier today about asset location and the importance of asset location. I'm going to bring this topic up again in the not-too-distant future. For those of you who missed out on that discussion, it's a strategy to make that aims to keep your tax bill lower. That's all I'm going to say about it. I just really think I love the idea of when I learned about asset location and how it can really help you, especially as you approach required minimum distribution age. Something you can do over the 10 or so years prior to required minimum distribution age. I just thought, man, why isn't everybody doing this? But anyway, so that was the discussion today. Coming up on this program tomorrow, here's a question for you, Professor Plum.
Okay.
Should you roll your 401k to an IRA? A lot of people have money. You know, we were talking about these in-service withdrawals.
Yes, we've talked about that.
A couple of days ago. We're talking about now just rolling the money from your 401k into an IRA. And I guess this is a question a lot of people are faced with. Especially as they leave their jobs.
It's hard to do it before you leave.
Well,
that's what the
in-service withdrawal is for, which is why we talked about that. But what we're talking about here now is, say, after you've left your job, you have an option. You have some rollover decisions that you got to make. And is it a good idea? And if so, how do you do it? Are there any strategies? Can you come up with any strategies between now and then, Professor Plum, when we talk about this tomorrow?
I guess we'll find out tomorrow.
Okay. Well, stay tuned. I suspect yes, but you never know. All right, so that's coming up tomorrow, as I said. Let's see, trivia for today. This comes from the Treasury Department. The national debt. It's terribly misnamed. The national debt of the United States was $19.879 trillion as of 12/29/16, so just the end of last year. An increase of $11.2 trillion from what it was on 12/29/06, at that point it was $8.68 trillion.
That's more than doubled.
Yeah. People get all
Shall
up in
Shall we move
arms.
On? Shall we keep your heart attack medicine close by?
No, I well, now that you say that, you need to explain that it's not a heart attack medicine. That is I'm going to get emails. I just know it. If I tell you the truth on this, I'm going to get emails from people who don't know what the national debt is.
It's the amount of bonds that we've bought.
It's our savings. It's our national savings in treasuries. That is it. It is not a credit card that the government went and borrowed money from. It's not like personal debt. It is not a problem. Can I emphasize that? It is not, never has been, never will be a problem.
So how's the weather out there?
Well, what about these annuities that you that are paying an 8-10% rate of return, Professor Plum? Those are really cool.
They are cool if they would actually pay that.
Sure they
do.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Of course they are, Professor Plum. I read it. It says an 8% rate of return, 10% rate of return. Come on, stop that. There. How do you like that one?
It's not fair.
You trying to set the record straight on annuities? I'm going to set the record straight on this national savings, which has been misnamed as national debt. That's it. That's it. And I know I'm waiting now. Wait for the emails to start up. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Doesn't know what it is.
What's next on the agenda?
Oh, stop. Isn't this program all about wealth education? I'm done talking about it. But it is about wealth education. It's about knowing what's right and how it works.
Well, it's like the trust fund for Social Security. And the idea that it would still be solvent if the federal government just hadn't stolen all the money out of it.
Okay, that didn't happen.
That didn't happen, by the way. But it's going to go broke. It can't go broke. There's nothing
impossible.
In it now.
It's impossible for it to go
There's nothing
broke.
In the trust fund now.
There,
it's
you and I can agree
ledger.
On this. We can both talk about these things that aggravate us, can't we?
Yeah.
We have the bully pulpit here.
It's not fair.
Not fair. Not fair. Okay. Let's see. Da-da-da-da-da. Boy. Okay, can we answer this? I only got about 4 minutes left. Bob in Philadelphia, PA. Tell me if this is too long, requires too long an answer. Can you explain in detail when your spouse can receive half your Social Security benefits?
Sure.
Thanks and love the show. That's Bob.
Okay, Bob, if you want your spouse to receive half of your full retirement age benefit, first off, you have to be receiving a benefit. Depending on how old you are, if you had suspended it prior to April of 2016 or earlier, you had to have filed for your benefit. So if you're receiving a benefit right now, your spouse may be eligible for a spousal benefit. Now, will she be eligible for 50% of it? If she is full retirement age right now and has not applied for any other benefit, yes, she can get 50% of your full retirement age benefit. You have to have filed for your benefit. She has to be age 66 or older. And we have to look at when she was born. Now, if she's 66 or older now, not a problem. She can get 50%, assuming she didn't take her benefit early.
all these little branches, ifs, as long
okay,
as
let's
so
make
that
it easy. You've filed for your benefit. Your wife has not filed for a benefit until she's full retirement age. She can get 50% of your benefit, your full retirement age benefit. If you waited till 70, she's not going to get 50%. If you started taking your benefit at 62, she's going to get more than 50%. Of what you're receiving. Because it's always based on your full retirement age benefit. Maximum is 50%.
Yes.
Now, for a lot of people that were born before or after January 1st, 1954, we will never be able to just apply for the spousal benefit, even if we wait until full retirement age. Whenever we apply for a benefit, we must be applying for our own benefit first. And if our benefit is larger, then we can't get the spousal benefit. And it's only people that were born prior to January 2nd, 1954, that will ever have the option of taking only a spousal benefit if they have their own benefit. Now, if you don't have your own benefit and you're not covered by a pension that where you did not pay into Social Security, sure. If you're full retirement age and the spouse, the worker, is taking their benefit, you can get 50% of their full retirement age benefit.
Yeah, so two requirements, if I'm counting correctly. You have to be at full retirement age.
The spouse does.
The person who wants to get the money, in order for me, let's say I'm the spouse, to get half of my spousal,
the
worker's benefit, I need to at least be full retirement age, and the worker has to have already applied for their benefit.
Now, if I'm under full retirement age, let's say I don't have a benefit, I have a very small benefit maybe, I don't have to wait till full retirement age. The worker does have to apply in a current marriage. But I can still apply at 62, but I won't get 50%.
Nope.
If I apply early, it's a discounted number. How much is it discounted? Well, it depends on what my full retirement age is. And so it's just a matter of knowing what's going on.
And if I apply after my full retirement age, no increase.
Not on the spousal benefit.
Nope, not on the spousal. Okay, out of time. If you want to talk to Professor Plum about any of this stuff, plans, strategies, your retirement, or any Lucia Capital Group advisor, here's their number off the air, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. For Professor Rick Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.